Hello and welcome to Minisode Monday. Is that what we're calling it? Minisode Monday here at Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals. I'm Rolando.
And I'm Nicole.
And today, as we do Mondays in 2019, we're talking about news that has hit the remakes and reboot scene. So take it away, Nicole.
Okay, I'm reading an article from The Hollywood Reporter.
Oh, that's a credible source. That's way more credible than my source.
I'm just going to set this right off the bat. Let's do it. The L Word is officially coming back to Showtime. Girls in tight dresses who drag with mustaches. Chicks driving fast on Janus with long lashes. It's apparently, they're calling it a sequel. Like the title says, the L Word sequel ordered to series at Showtime.
Okay.
And then it says, Marja Lewis Ryan will serve as a showrunner on the revival with original series creator Eileen Chaykin set to executive produce. So like this Eileen Chaykin or Shaykin or however you say her name was like the person who oversaw the original series.
I've never seen the L Word.
Oh, that's right. We're talking about this. You've never seen the L Word.
I've never seen Queer as Folk either. I don't like a lot of Showtime shows, and Dexter left a bad taste in my mouth.
Well, I mean, as a kid, though, I was just like still exploring my sexual identity. So I watched a lot of these shows. And I guess I had access to it. I guess we had Showtime growing up.
Wow. You were rich.
Yeah, we also had Cinemax.
Skinemax. That's what I, you know, that's what I used to watch growing up. Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's this. It was an important show for when it came out. And I'm actually really happy that it's coming out now, because this is when a show like this would do really, really well. And it will probably be done better, because although I really like the cast, the original series was really flawed. It like bounced all around from being super campy and like kind of self-aware to super dramatic, almost like a very special Elwood episode and not aware at all. And then the way that it ends is in this huge murder mystery, which I'm also like really torn about how I feel, because of course I'm like, murder mystery, yes. But it's like, why did this show about a bunch of, you know, lesbians hanging out in LA turn to a murder mystery?
I mean, maybe they enjoy Murder, She Wrote, and this is like a tribute to it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would totally like be for that, but they never mentioned that. So,
or when did it come out? I don't know anything about the L Word.
Yeah, it came out in 2004, and I'm pretty sure it ran for like 6 seasons. I stopped watching after a while because they did a really controversial move in season 3. And I guess I'll just say it. A beloved character named Dana dies of cancer. And it's just like so bizarre, because suddenly she gets breast cancer and it eats away at her, and then bam, like, and it's so depressing and so sad to literally watch her deteriorate and all of the other characters are affected by it. And then she dies.
Okay.
She doesn't even overcome it. So it's like weird, because it's a really fun show. It's really silly. It's really campy. And it does try and deal with issues that people face in the LGBT community and then women deal with on a daily basis. But like, it kind of took it to the next level, which is why I said it bounced around between like light and fun to like way too serious. It's like, why do you need to educate us, one, about breast cancer awareness? And two, like, in this way, I don't know. It was just a bit extreme.
So, especially breast cancer, because so many people are already aware of breast cancer. They could have picked like a cancer that actually is more devastating and actually does take more lives. I'm talking about ovarian cancer. That's like a deadlier one.
True.
It's like, if you get ovarian cancer, like your chances are much higher than if you had a breast cancer.
Yeah. I mean, cancer in general is just devastating. And like, we all know that most of us are going to die from it.
Yeah. Well,
so do we need that in our face while we're trying to like have fun with our lesbian crew?
So I never saw like Queer as Folk either, really, right? I would skim through it, like maybe to see like the sex scenes. But was the L Word as gratuitously like hypersexualized as this one?
Yeah, and they would have these ridiculous soundtrack songs play.
Oh, during like the sex scenes?
Yeah,
sexy.
And the,
I feel like you could also get away with showing more with like lesbian like intercourse, I guess, on camera.
Yeah.
Than you could with, like, you know, guys banging. Like, when you always show the guy banging, you only just show, like, the butt. That's it. You never see, like, anything else. And it's kind of a letdown. As a kid who grew up with pornography, I was just, like, always just, like, I'm not. This is boring. I'm not watching this.
I mean, it was different. There was this one episode, though, where they played this really fun game that, like, all lesbians, and I think other people have played subsequently.
Or what?
where it was like you have to kiss each other without touching each other, and the first person to touch the other one has to be like the slave to the sexual slave to the one who didn't touch. It's a fun game. You should try it.
I have a fiance.
Then you have somebody to try it.
Oh, you can play with your fiance? I thought it was like one of those. I thought it was like one of the games.
Who are you playing with?
It's like spin
with?
The bottle kind of situation.
No, you're not playing this with your coworkers. You're playing this with your sexual partner.
It's like, this isn't the 60s anymore, Nicole. Like,
I'm not even going to get into the characters and stuff. We'll leave that for when the L word comes back.
Sure.
I'm excited for it because I think now is a great time for the show, and I hope they kind of go in a different route from the last one.
Well, what are some of the things that you would want to see?
Most of the original cast, and I guess I just don't want to see it as tropey as it was before, and as like, oh, this is what you expect from a gay television show. Mm-hmm. And like, not as dramatic. Because like, and women, I know we're I know we're dramatic and all this stuff, but give me a little bit more like subtle realism. Sure. A lot of people are really excited about it. I sent it immediately to some of my gay friends, and we're all really excited.
Cool.
And yeah, I can't wait for you to watch it.
Yeah. We're gonna have to, I guess.
Yeah.
So,
do you have any news?
I do have some news, actually. My news is in the realm of trashy TV, which is my favorite thing.
Ever.
And I think one of the trashiest TV shows to come out has been. Have you heard of a show called Gossip Girl? Yeah, Gossip Girl is being remade, according to. The mother of all sources, Cosmopolitan. That's what I said. It's just mine isn't the most reputable source, I guess. So it was, according to the CW president, Mark Pedowitz, he revealed in chats that they are currently in heavy negotiations for a reboot of the popular and important show, Gossip Girl. I'm going to say it's important because like it's one of those teen dramas that kind of sets the stage for like what teen dramas are now, which is just... teen dramas have always been hypersexualized.
Yeah.
But like Gossip Girl kind of just took it to, they just ran with it. Like the whole MO for Gossip Girl was just sex and drugs and rich people.
Mm.
And as a result, like if you look at a lot of teen dramas as that followed, like the sex hasn't been like one of those figures where like characters are struggling, like, oh my God, what am I going to do if I want to have sex, right?
Yeah.
They just like, they are having sex. They're sexually promiscuous and active. And I would say Gossip Girl is one of those shows that kind of just says like, nah, these characters, they fuck. Period of story. There's no, they don't struggle with this. But yeah, so they're in the middle of remaking the show.
I don't understand though. Like you were in college not very long ago.
I don't
6-7 years ago.
No, I mean I must have been I recently hit 10 years ago. I must have been a junior or a sophomore.
In college. And is that when it ended?
I don't remember. I think it must have ended when I was a sophomore.
Oh, Gossip Girl reboot could be in the works 11 years after it first hit our screens. So, 11 years ago, it debuted.
Oh, wow. I don't know how many seasons it lasted. The teen dramas don't have the longest lifespan. I remember watching bits and pieces of the first season because I happen to like teen dramas.
Yeah. I know you happen to fucking live for them.
I do. They're so good. Like, I guess 90210, Dawson's Creek, Pretty Little Liars, Riverdale nowadays, which I can't wait. Hopefully we do an episode on Riverdale.
God.
And it's a rebooting of the Archie universe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's teen dramas are they're just stupid things to watch. And I think the dumber a teen drama is, mm-hmm. the better they are.
Yeah.
Especially once they realize it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what made Gossip Girl so good. It's just like they knew from the beginning that this is just, we're not trying to be highbrow here. Oh, the OC was the other one of my favorite shows. Oh, the OC.
I'm
was
sure
so
like
good.
A million will keep popping up in your head.
The OC.
Yeah.
I was in love with Benjamin McKenzie. Still am. He plays Commissioner Gordon now on Gotham.
Oh, yeah. You have a type.
Do I?
I think so.
What is it?
You don't like guys. You do not like skinny guys.
No.
You like guys a little bit more meaty, but you don't like bears.
No, I'm not into bears.
Yeah. You kind of like.
Well, no offense to bears. I'm not.
Yeah, that's just not your thing. It's fine.
I guess it's just like in real world experience, I've had my share of bears in life. it's just like when it comes to like when you're looking at media, right? Like who are you going to lust after? Like, yeah, they're called twunks, I would say. Is kind of
twunks.
Twunks.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like halfway in between, like, you know, a teen idol looking guy.
Yeah. I mean, Eddie calls them the Sean Cody guys.
The Sean
Cody. And it's true. And it all and started yet, with...
Once again, Sean Cody gets brought up.
Of course. This is a gay podcast, guys.
Cool. Yeah, I never watched Gossip Girl.
I can't believe it.
I don't really have an interest. Like, there's only so much white privilege can take me.
I agree. If this show does get remade, like, you'd have to do a audience write-in to kind of compel us to watch it.
Yeah.
Although I might sneak in an episode here and there, but I'm not. It doesn't seem like I don't want to have to watch another whole season of Gossip Girl.
I don't think I could. I'm going to, like, talk about the show only watching 5 minutes of the first episode.
Yeah, but the reason I actually wanted to bring up this show was only because if you notice the CW, like, their whole MO right now is just rebooting or remaking their shows.
Charmed,
Roswell.
Yeah.
Gossip Girl.
Mm-hmm.
The show Vampire Diaries has been kind of rehashed, like, ever since it, like, got canceled. They're like, what's it called? They're like spinoffs.
That's so interesting because Sabrina was kind of there for a bit. And then Sabrina, I mean, it was Netflix, but And then Gilmore Girls had a revival too. So all of them have just been, except for Felicity.
Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah. If you talk about, like, the properties themselves, yeah. They're I mean, Buffy's also in the talks of, like, kind of being rebooted.
That's true. We talked about that in an earlier episode.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess CW has, like, it's so funny, right? It's one of those networks that's not, like, a real network.
Yeah.
So not, like, most of the U.S. is in, not most, but, like, a good chunk of the U.S. is in CW shows. And yet, somehow, some way, they end up becoming kind of prolific enough to get remade.
Yeah. It's and have cults.
Yeah, they do have, yeah, you're right. They have cult followings.
Very strong cult followings, so, yeah.
Interesting.
Cool.
We should rename the show Remakes, Reboots, CW. That's how I want
to end it. The CWA or the CW Presents.
The CW should sponsor us.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Until we get a sponsor, though, please, guys, find us on Instagram, Remakes, Reboots, Revivals. Find us on Facebook.
Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals.
And if you want to email us, remakesrebootsrevivals@gmail.com. And kindly, if you enjoy this episode and many of our other episodes, write us a review.
Yep.
That broadens our scope, you know, so that more people can listen. And then we'll just, like, be with you twice a week all the time.
Sure. All right. Well, that's great. Yeah. And I think that's all she wrote. Mm-hmm. So.
Every time you say that, I just picture Angela Lansbury outside of my window trying to solve a murder. But yeah.
That's that.
Okay. So enjoy your Monday, guys. And we'll see you on Wednesday for a very special episode we won't tell you about until then.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.